Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season ain't over, Skins fans. Season ain't over, Wizards fans. We got a Stanley Cup to defend, Caps fans. Bryce Harper doesn't want to be here. Beat it, Nats fans. We ain't going nowhere. Travis Thomas Experience. That's how you start a show. Taking phone calls, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com. Here's how you know Double J is the best producer in the game. When I start my show, I am so amped up, right? Double J plays my music and leaves the room and just lets me talk my stuff. Woo! I appreciate that, Double J. Do you do that for anyone else's show?
No, because you never know what's coming flying out of that studio, so I got to take cover.
Shots fired. I like it, Double J. Today, you know, honestly, days like this make my job easy. There's so much going on with our teams. Sometimes I come in here and it's, you know, kind of mundane, right? It's like, oh, this game, that game. But let's talk about LeBron James or Kevin Durant or the drama with this person or that person on some other team, right? But today in DC sports, it's just so easy because literally there's news moving and shaking, drama surrounding all of our teams. So this is what we're going to do. I know Thanksgiving's over, but I'm going to set the table, and I want you guys to get involved today. Call in, weigh in on all this stuff, okay? Let me set the table first. So here's the deal. Skins play the Giants tomorrow here at FedEx, right? So my thing is, I've been on TV all week and podcasts talking about how, can we just pump the brakes? The season is not over yet. There is so much doom and gloom surrounding the Redskins, and I understand it, okay? Hell, to be honest with you, if they lose to the Giants, I'll be spewing it. But you still have to play the game, right? Like, to me, is anyone fooled that this Giants team is the Super Bowl Giants? Like, Michael Strahan is not walking through that door. You may see him on your TV. It won't be in a Giants uniform. Eli Manning in his prime damn sure ain't walking through that door. Can we just all admit that the Giants are not a good football team and that the Redskins at home, yes, with Mark Sanchez, actually have a chance to win that game? Look, if the Redskins win the game, they're 7-6. They got a shot to win the damn East. So let's not bury that team. 800-636-1067. That's the skin side of things. The Caps are in action tonight in Columbus, taking on the Blue Jackets. No real news with them. They're doing their thing. I think Tom Wilson's getting abused and bullied. But if you want to talk that, we can. 800-636-1067. But they're the defending Stanley Cup champs. We're all good there, as far as I'm concerned. The Nationals, Lord have mercy. Shout-outs to my boy Grant Paulson for getting that exclusive with the Lerner family yesterday. Did you hear the Lerners open up to my boy like he was Barbara Walters? I mean, he was spilling all the guts. Bryce Harper's done in a Nats uniform. And it became national news yesterday because of how GP did his thing with it. But honestly, I've been saying this and y'all know it. Good riddance to Bryce. We didn't win with you. You're one hell of an individual talent. But I never felt like he was the end-all, be-all for this franchise. And to be honest with you, I think Max Scherzer is a zillion times more valuable than Bryce Harper, and he doesn't play nearly as much. I mean, he pitches every 5 days, for God's sakes. Bryce plays every day. I say good riddance to Bryce. I'm going to tell y'all, when that man lost me, when he showed up, he had the gall to show up to a Stanley Cup Finals wearing a damn Vegas Golden Knights uniform. It wasn't even a T-shirt. It wasn't even a jersey. My man showed up like he was about to rip slap shots out there at Cap One Arena. You got to be kidding me. I said, so, okay, you have zero self-awareness, right? We get it. You're from Vegas. It's all good. Really, no one here would have faulted him for cheering for Vegas. But don't do it at home, bro. Like, don't show up to Cap One in a Vegas Golden Knights outfit. What are you doing? So I never liked that about him. I thought he was always a little bit snarky with the media. You know, I'm in the media, so I don't dig that. And kudos to the Nats because, look, man, we made you a fair offer. You didn't want it. Go get your money. Rumble, young man, rumble. We're not going to stop you from getting your paper. But I'm glad that they didn't break the bank or cripple this team in any way to retain his services. And to be honest with you, I think they're better off without him. Go somewhere else, and good luck to you. So I'm done with him. Also, they brought in a new pitcher, which I think was a good move, even though they overpaid for him. But, hey, such is life. A pitcher in Major League Baseball right now, you're getting that money. And then the Wizards. So I'm actually really pleased with what I see with the Wizards. They're in action tonight in Cleveland. I actually think they'll win that game, run up the tab to 4 in a row at that point, right? So I think they're going to win tonight. They're in good shape. I like what they're doing lately. But I will say this. I didn't like the trade bringing Decker here and shipping out Jason Smith. I'm not going to sit here and act like Jason Smith is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right? But to me, Decker feels like a guy we already have here, right? Am I missing something? Do we need more wing players? Like, I just was a little confused by that. And then, oh, by the way, we gave away another second-round draft pick. I don't love that either. But overall, I do like the way the team's playing. I'm happy with them. John Wall's back. We'll see how that translates. But I think they're figuring it out. But at best, this team, you know, is still middle of the pack at best in the Eastern Conference. Best case scenario. 800-636-1067. And that's in a weak Eastern Conference at that. Loaded show, too, in terms of guest. Jimmy Patsos will be in studio with me. Now, you want to talk about energy that I bring. That dude right there, I am like a, what would you say, Double J? I feel like I'm a, maybe like a Mountain Dew. Jimmy Patsos is like a Red Bull.
That's a good analogy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not even.
You don't quite give wings, but right. He certainly does.
Good one, man. Way to stay on your feet. And also, former Skins quarterback Gus Frerotte. And just for you Skins fans out there who happen to be listening right now, I will be asking Gus Frerotte to start tomorrow against the Giants. Just thought I'd throw that in. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com. Please give me your phone call and your patronage. 800-636-1067. Now, Double J, I got two people right now on hold that want to talk Skins. Let me get to them now, or shall I go to break?
Let's break now and then get them right.
All right, this is what we're going to do. JaVale and Lou, stay with me. I'm going to pay some bills. I'm going to come back. I want to talk to you about the Skins because I personally, although this team is in peril, I will not deny that. I do not believe, and I'm standing on this now, I do not believe the season is over. They lose tomorrow. I'll change my tune. I'll be the first one to do it. I just have a feeling they're going to beat the Giants. I have a feeling they're going to beat the Giants, and then there's a few more winnable games. You think Jacksonville's any good this season? Hell no. I'm telling you, y'all are sticking a fork in this team way too early. 800-636-1067. State of DC Sports. How do you feel about the Skins? How do you feel about the Nats and Bryce getting up out of here more than likely? How do you feel about the Caps? Tell me about the Wizards. Hell, I'll take calls on DC United. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan. Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls. Hey, you want to steal now? 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias, TravisThomasExperience.com. Gus Verratt coming up in the show, former Redskins quarterback. I will be begging him to play against the Giants tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see what he says to that. And Coach Jimmy Patsos. Actually, Double J, the text just came through, baby. He is outside, ready to rock and roll. So Coach Patsos will be with me in studio. And we're talking everything. I kind of, you know, to start the show, if you're just joining us, I did a State of D.C. Sports address almost, right, where I ran through everybody. Nats with the Bryce Harper drama. Wizards making trades, trying to get right. They've won three in a row. I do believe they'll win tonight in Cleveland to make it four in a row. So they're trying to right the ship there. Caps being the Caps. No real drama there other than the Tom Wilson fiasco. We can get into that if you want. And then the main one that I'm about to take these phone calls on, you know, I just being in this business and covering all these teams, I really have a good pulse of how you guys feel on stuff. And I would say if you lined up 10 Redskins fans, nine of them would say the season's over. And I just don't agree. At least not yet, right? Like I'm not one of those dudes that is going to wave the white flag just because we're outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to scrap it out till I'm 10 toes down. I don't subscribe to like, oh, we're finished. Like, whatever, bro. Guess what? These guys are pros. Say what you want about Mark Sanchez. And I joke about I want Gus Verratt to play tomorrow. But, I mean, look, Mark Sanchez, if you're not asking him to go out there and be Aaron Rodgers and you can actually, you know, run the ball, play good defense, I think Mark Sanchez can keep you afloat. Is that fair? 800-636-1067. Let's go to my man Lou. Wants to holler at me. Lou, what's happening?
Hey, Travis, man. I like the attitude, man. I have to say that first and foremost, but first time caller. And as far as the skins go, man, you gotta let it go, Travis, man. It's like you telling us you gotta let it go, man. It's not that we, you know, I don't want to cheer for the team. It's like the coaching staff, it seemed like they abandoned their job, man. It's like week after week, when something is working, he get away from it on purpose, man. On purpose. Like the running game, it's like week after whatever's working, it's like we're not using our playmakers. I mean, come on, Travis. I mean, it's like you telling us like the Titanic ship is not going to sink. It's like, come on, man. Really, man? I mean, you got to be realistic, man. I'm not trying to run my mouth, but I love this team. But the coaching staff need to, they need to go, period, man. It's like they're not coaching, man.
Hey, Lou, I'll say this, right? If they lose out, if you're right and they lose the rest of their games and they finish 6-10, bro, after the start they had, you might get your wish, dog. Like, I almost feel like Gruden might be in real trouble, fam.
I mean, you remember 2 years ago what happened to us, right? With the same team, the Giants, right? They going to come Sunday. You talking about, oh, they beat the Chicago Bears this past Sunday. So don't underestimate the Giants, man. They still the champ. I mean, not the champ, but they won two Super Bowls. And we've been struggling. We've been stinking team for the past, I mean, I don't know, besides Joe Gibbs. I mean, it's like a joke, man. It's like the owner seemed like he doesn't care about the whole fan base.
No doubt.
I mean, like, whatever happened to, like, you know, try to hire a good, like, president, somebody that could come in there and be like, look, I'm going to let you go ahead, do your thing, hire who you want to hire. I'm going to sit back. He doesn't do that. I just don't understand it, man. Look, I'm going to let you go ahead take over, man.
No doubt.
Like, I like the attitude, but it's just I gave up when we was even 6-3. I was calling the other station, so trust me, man. I wish I could have the faith in this team, but not the team, just the coach. But it seemed like they haven't showed me. He can adjust to a simple thing, so it's over with. I mean, you'll see it on Sunday, Travis.
All right, just appreciate it. Thank you, Lou. Yes. Appreciate it, bro. Let's go to my man JaVale and Culpepper. JaVale, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, good afternoon, Travis. How are you, man?
Good, bro. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, big ups to you, man. I love listening to your show, man. You said you were from St. Mary's County. I did my ninth grade year of high school over there. My father was stationed over at Pax River in the Navy, man.
Oh,
so
wow.
Big up to
that's crazy. What school, bro?
I went to Great Mills.
Oh, I'm a Great Mills Hornet alum, bro.
Yeah. I went to Great Mills. I'm 38, so this is back in like 94, 95.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? But,
okay.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. So big ups, man. SMAC really has some good athletes, man. Good sports, man. There's a lot of underrated, man. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's good sports there in the SMAC, man.
Hey, man, you preaching to the choir, bro. In my career, I covered that, man, from being down there.
Yeah.
It's a small town and all of that. In fact, Coach Jimmy Patsos is in studio with me later in the show, and he knows Tubby Smith, who's really like the most famous athlete from down here, went on to coach and blah,
right,
blah, blah. So
right,
what do you want to
right,
say about the Skins, bro?
Two things, man. At first, I'm with you on the Skins as far as the season isn't over, man. We went through a bad stretch the past month. Yep. Starting with the Texans game, I don't go with, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but,
right.
If not for that pick six that Alex Smith threw, the Redskins would have won that game,
no,
and
man.
The Texans are the hottest team in the league right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I really think it's all about the defense, man. It's fundamentals, because over these last three games, the tackling has just been piss poor. You know what I'm saying? It's the tackling. I mean, our offense wasn't a high-scoring offense from the year. It was the defense playing well, creating turnovers, press way, punting the hell out of the ball, putting the other team in bad down and distance as far as field position. And this is the Skins, man. Over the past 10 years in the playoffs, it always comes down to the last four or five games of the season to make the playoffs. I mean, that's just what the Skins do.
JaVale, do you agree with me that if they lose tomorrow, the season's over?
If the Cowboys beat the Eagles, yes. If the Eagles win, no, because we still have a chance to play the Eagles the last game of the season.
See, I like you because you have more fight than me, because I've been banging the drum that the season is not over. But I do, honestly, regardless of the Cowboy-Eagle outcome, and to be honest with you, JaVale, I actually think the Eagles will win tomorrow. But
I mean, I believe so as well, but
yeah.
You have to look at it, Travis. If you look at it this way, if the Eagles beat the Cowboys tomorrow and the Skins beat the Giants, it's a three-way go.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True. You're right.
It's a three-way go. And then that last game of the season, I mean, granted, Jacksonville and Tennessee's offenses are probably no better than our offenses.
That's
are.
What I'm saying.
Those two games are going to be all about defense.
Yes.
So our defense is going to have to step up, because those offenses are not scoring points.
I agree.
I mean, Derrick Henry had a great game the other night. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime game. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, I agree with you so much that – you got to call me back. I'm on every Saturday, same time. If the Redskins,
yes,
if you're right and the Redskins handle business tomorrow, call me back next Saturday. And matter of fact, because you a homeboy and we came up in the same area, man, go ahead and follow me on social media, JaVale. I appreciate that love, dog. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias.
Bet that, man.
All right, so look, 800-636-1067. Call in. I did the State of the Union address for all D.C. sports. What do you think about the Nats drama with Bryce? What do you think about the Caps drama with Tom Wilson? What do you think about the Wizards making trades, trying to get back in this thing? Are the Skins, is the season over there? There's so much to talk about right here in our own backyard. And, oh, by the way, I have a legend in studio. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan. Travis Thomas Experience, taking phone calls, 800-636-1067. Travis Thomas Experience on all social medias. TravisThomasExperience.com. So I got my man in studio right now. I want to tell a quick story before we get to him. So my first real, I shouldn't say that. My first TV job in this industry, that's the best thing to say. My first TV job in this industry was at WJZ, a channel in Baltimore, right? It was like a CBS, or is a CBS affiliate. I learned from a guy named Mark Viviano, very famous and awesome in the Baltimore market. And so my first job, I was what you call a field producer. So I would go to practices and interview coaches, and it was awesome. And there were two coaches that stood out my entire career to this day. One is a lacrosse coach at Hopkins named Dave Petromala.
Oh, I like him.
The other was a head coach at Loyola named Jimmy Patsos. The reason these two guys stood out is because they were so real. They never BS'd you. They gave coach speak, but it was in there. They put their own flair on it. You know, it wasn't, it just wasn't BS. It was real, and they had big personalities, and they were great coaches. So it's an honor for me personally to have Jimmy Patsos in studio now. Now he covers everything on planet Earth in the media.
Now I watch and learn from you.
I mean, you do it all now, man.
You're the main. Look, you went from that conservative little station. Now you're doing radio, TV. I love your show. It's a little bit loose.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
And bringing up the Be More. Hey, he can really coach at Hopkins. But me and him, you know, we're like steel cage match guys. You know, we try to hurt each other. But then we loved each other afterwards. But he's a real guy. He's a great coach. Petro is a great player, and he's done a great coach at John Hopkins.
He's done a great job.
But I'm here from Baltimore to tell you, Redskins fans, take it easy. It's all right. We were where you were 2 weeks ago.
I'm telling you.
2 weeks ago, they wanted to blow up M&T, get rid of every coach, start over at the Ravens, and now we're like, we're going to beat the Chiefs.
Well,
you got a new quarterback. Now, I know you got the Sanchez.
See,
that's
the issue, coach.
But hand the ball off and play defense. If you beat the Giants, who are very beatable.
Yes, absolutely.
We're tied for first.
Yes. I think you have a few beatable teams left on this schedule.
Look, getting in the playoffs, and don't worry, I feel for the Redskins fans because, by the way, when are we going to move them back to RFK?
Oh, now you done hit a nerve. Watch these phone lines, 800-636-1067.
I came here 30 years ago, and I'd never been to a Patriots game, and I told my brother in Boston, we love the Celtics and all that. I said, this Redskin experience, you go there, the stadium's shaking, you go down to Baseball Bill and Jenkins Hill and all these little places afterwards. I said, this is unbelievable. It was my first game, Tommy Kramer, Jay Schrader, they break the passing record, 900 yards, overtime win, and the Skins were as hot as it could be. There was no Ravens then. But the Skins fans, you guys are like one game out of the playoffs, and it's wide open, and to make the playoffs is what it's all about.
That's what I'm saying. 800-636-1067, do you think the Redskins season is over? Now, we're going to talk about everything with Coach. The best thing about him that I love is he is so versatile. When he got here, now obviously we're going to talk hoops and NBA and all that stuff because that's his wheelhouse. But when he got here, I said, hey, listen, we're going to talk Skins, talk a little Nats. He says to me, we're going to do whatever you need. That's versatility.
Every day.
That's versatility.
And we can't sign Harper. He doesn't want $300 million. Good riddance.
Good riddance. All right, let's take phone calls. You got Coach Patsos and Travis Thomas here in studio. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's happening?
What's going on, Coach? I don't know you, so this conversation is only to Trav. Trav, what you smoking, man? You hiding your ass over in the studio talking about the Reds and got a shot. Unbelievable. Like, even if they did make it to the playoffs, it's not like the playoffs are like the NHL where you get in, you have an opportunity to make it. It's more like the NBA. Even if they did make the playoffs and they're not with Captain Buttfumble at the quarterback, they're not going to make any noise. This season is done. This season is over. Mm. And I blame Bruce Allen. He's the one who constructed this team. Yes, obviously the coaching, I'm never a big fan of saying anyone should lose a job. But Bruce Allen constructed this team, this debacle we have right now, the quarterback situation, Mr. I can't say my quarterback name correct. He needs to go. He is the problem, I think. I mean, what's his record now as a GM? Not just as a Redskin, but his entire career as a GM.
Wow.
This dude, it's, this season is over, and it's okay because guess what? We need draft picks, you know? I mean, literally, you think the Redskins right now, as this Presley construction can go on with not getting some top-on draft picks? We need as much help as possible. Not saying the team should tank, but we got Captain Buttfumble as the quarterback, man.
And
I'll say this.
Stuff.
The last thing I'll say.
Go ahead.
Several weeks ago, I think the third game into the season, fourth game, I called and everyone was saying in the city, you know, the New Orleans game will tell us everything we needed to know about this team. Look at the New Orleans game now. Look at where we are today. I shouldn't say we knew it was going to happen, but when we said the New Orleans game was going to let us know where this team is and where this team is going to go, it came to fruition, man.
All right, Andre, strong stuff. Thank you for the call.
See, what if they won the division? They got a home game. They would play Seattle.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Seattle's going to be tough to play. All right, the Rams and New Orleans are the best teams, but no one's playing them the first week.
Right.
Because they got the six team, the two team buys. They could host a playoff game. I would not give up hope. They're going to win. They're going to beat the Giants. I'd take them. I know the line. They're getting a couple points.
The line's 4.5. I think the Giants are beatable, as we mentioned. And now after that, it's a crapshoot. I'll admit that. But I think tomorrow's very winnable. Andy and Sterling, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Travis, I love you, my brother, but you know what? The season's over, brother.
You know they go to Jacksonville after that?
I know.
They're terrible.
Travis. Andy, go ahead.
Travis, man, I mean, here they are. They got an offensive line. They're starting guys that were out of football, were probably bagging groceries a couple weeks ago, and now they're the starters. They got receivers. I mean, the whole receiving group is depleted. You basically don't even have a number one receiver. The Giants are going to torch them. If the Redskins were truly interested in winning, they should have signed Colin Kaepernick. I'd like to know your opinion on that, brother.
Andy, I'll give it to you right now.
I agree with
Andy. Great call. I was banging.
I love you, brother.
Thank you, my man. I was banging that drum. Look, here's my thing, Coach, and I'm glad you're here because I know you coached basketball, but coaching is coaching. My whole thing with Kaepernick was, forget the kneeling stuff. I know that's tough to say, right? But just from a football standpoint, you're bringing in a guy at the end of a season. He's not going to learn the offense anyways. He's only going to learn this much
of
the
offense. He's a running guy anyway.
You bring in an athlete.
No, he can adjust.
Who can draw plays in the dirt and make plays, for God's sakes.
This is what's going on in Baltimore to a degree. Jackson can throw it, but Flacco dropping back wasn't going to get us where we go, especially if he wasn't healthy. No, he's getting healthy. But our season was on the brink. Jackson came in. We ran. We got some touchdowns. We beat Oakland. Now we've won a couple in a row. If there's any time to bring in a running quarterback, it's kind of in a flux situation where the defense can't get ready. But we got you have the Giants and the Jaguars. You could be in first place in 2 weeks.
You're right.
And it's interesting. Now, I know they want Gibbs and they want to win it all. Yeah, you're not going to win it all. The Skins aren't going to win it all. But the season is not lost.
Yeah, I agree. Well, at least we got a call from my man Kenny in Charlotte who wants to talk all things DC sports. What do you think about that, Coach? Kenny, what's happening?
Let's go, Kenny.
Hey, what's going on today, fellas? How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
Good, good, good. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned before the break, you know, all four teams because, you know, I love my Redskins. I'm a diehard, you know, burgundy and gold all day, but it's just not looking good. I mean, we went on a run with Todd Gurley, you know, but those were different times. And today's NFL, I'm just not confident with Mark Sanchez. But on the flip side, I'm extremely excited about the Capitals. They're back on a roll with Tom Wilson coming back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Wizards. 2 years ago, I think we were 2-8. We started the season like 2-8, 2-9, and I was pretty, you know, skeptical.
Yep.
We ended up playing Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. So I know we've won three straight things looking up there.
Yeah.
I love the Corbin signing. I love the Corbin signing with the Nats. And Bryce Harper, honestly, fellas, I just don't want to overpay for a 230 hitter.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt. We appreciate the call, Kenny. So, that was a good call, man. He kind of went around the horn there, Coach.
No, and our Caps are – look, the Caps and the Wizards, for everybody that doesn't, like, look at them as close – look, my wife's a big hockey fan. I grew up in Boston, so I know a little bit about hockey. The Caps will be playing Tampa again, in my opinion, in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then you got to get to the finals. The Caps and the Wizards, due to scheduling conflicts, got sent on the road. Okay, first of all, everybody's trying early. There's no gimme games in October and November because everybody's got new coaches and everybody's fresh. Because of a scheduling conflict, the Wizards have to go to five games on the road out west, and so the Caps. So they kind of got off to weird starts. It's tough. I mean, the Wizards come out of the gate. Okay, they lost at home. I know that. But then they got to go play, you know, Sacramento, who, by the way, is better, the Warriors, the Clippers, who's better, Memphis, who's better, all on the road. The Wizards do. The Capitals have to go, and they go on a 5-out-of-6-game road trip, too. Those are tough early. And so they've had a little slow starts, and I think they're both headed back in the right direction. I wouldn't worry, but from what I've seen, the Caps, I think they can defend it all the way to the Stanley Cup. Now, can you win in the Cup?
That's
tough, a bounce
right?
of a puck
yes.
and all that.
Yes.
But these guys are tough. I like them, and Ovechkin, he looks hungry. And the Wizards, they made a good move. I do worry about Jason Smith. He was good on the bench. He was a happy guy.
Yeah.
He was a high five, keeping Bought everything
in
positive.
Bought into the, yep.
Was he good enough? No. Can Decker shoot? I'd play Troy Brown more. I would. I like that guy. You know why? He passes. Like, they got enough scorers. Rivers is feisty. He can drive the ball. I wish he wouldn't take so many threes. Beal was, I didn't realize how good he was up close.
It's ridiculous.
Great. Got to keep him. I love him. Porter, doing better at the four. I love Markieff off the bench. You know, Wall's got to get, but I would play Troy Brown a little. I think my young brother is growing up quick. He played good in the summer league. I saw him. I like another thing. He went to the G League and didn't like powder or whatever. He
played
like 18-6-7, and like he got his all-around game. I like him. I think he's going to get better.
Now, remember, when they drafted him, they said his maturity level was beyond yes. his years.
Yes, good right? dad. He's from Vegas, right. went to Oregon. Definitely, but he's not 6'4". Like, he's 6'7 and 6'8". He can
Lanky.
Do some things. And the other players, see, I'm big on this. Other players like him. They want to play with him. I can see it in practice. Right. Satoransky has that little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Keith coming off the bench was just a huge, like, hey, I'll do it. You know, he could have been, okay, I don't want to do that. He's done great. He's flourishing in it. And I do think the Wizards and the Caps are going to have a nice winter.
My thing is this, Coach, and we'll go to break, and we'll get back into this, and we'll take your phone calls too. The only thing I don't like about bringing Decker here is I just feel like the Wizards have more wings than B-dubs. Like,
is he hurt, though? He is hurt right now, I think.
It doesn't even matter. Even when he's healthy, we just have too many wings. I'm just over it, Coach. 800-636-1067. Ken in College Park. Aaron in Suitland. Chris in Hyattsville. That's where I live. Jack in Manassas. I'm going to get with y'all when we get back. We're going to talk everything D.C. sports here with Coach Jimmy Patsos. In studio, Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah,
Travis
with Thomas Mello
Experience
Jackson,
on all
still
social media.
TravisThomasExperience.com.
So I want to get into Coach's career because I have so many questions because I've covered him before. So I want to ask him a bunch of stuff about himself, get all up in his business.
No, I like doing other people's lives.
But we are
self-examined enough for my life.
Our phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. So we are the people's champions. Let's hear from the people. Let's go to Aaron in Suitland. Aaron, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, man, the season is basically over. It's over. I mean, mathematically, we stand a chance. I was really hopeful when Colt McCoy came in for the simple reason that it was obvious that Alex Smith didn't know the plays or wasn't comfortable with all the plays. So what does anyone think that we're going to pull somebody off the street and know the plays?
Yeah.
And then as if we have a coaching staff that are the greatest strategists in the world, you know, and, you know, as if, you know, we're just going to win. You know, as if, what's this guy, the quarterback that we got, as if he's going to be like Peterson. You know, we're just going to pull him off the street and he's going to be the savior. So I think that the season is definitely over.
All right, thanks for the call, Aaron. We disagree with you. Let's go to Chris and Hyattsville. Simple as that, Coach. Let's
Look,
go to Chris.
They win. I mean, they win. I mean, the Cowboys-Eagles is a toss-up. I mean, this is like fight.
I mean, it's just
keep
like,
fighting.
Come on.
Keep fighting. Don't give up.
Yeah. Thank you. What's up, Chris?
Hey, before I say something about the Skins, I just want to say, I know you live in Hyattsville, so I love that. And you just said you worked on TV Hill, and I worked on TV Hill my first job out of college.
Wow.
There you go.
Where were you, WBFF?
Yes.
No
BFF
kidding.
And WNUV were the, they had a shared arrangement, so I worked in that building.
See you at the Mount Washington Tavern.
Oh, Mount Washington Tavern. I still have a tab open there.
I'm telling you.
I definitely posted up at Mount Washington Tavern a couple times.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I have mad respect for anybody who survived the Baltimore media market.
Yeah, man, it's no joke. It's different than here.
So what do we got from Hyattsville besides DeMatha playing IMG tonight? 8:45.
It's a big game.
If you're a high school fan and you want to see two of the top teams in the entire USA.
Really?
IMG, yep. Who's got freshmen that are going to be recruited by Kentucky, and juniors and seniors versus the power DeMatha, including yep. Chris Miller's son.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, at 8:45, I would be in that gym in Hyattsville. That is one of, if you want to see, I'm going the Terps versus Loyola Chicago.
You got
to
work it.
That's 4 o'clock. But if you want to see some of the best basketball in high school in the entire United States, it's in Hyattsville tonight.
I like it. What do you got,
check
Chris?
It out tonight. Yeah, listen, the season's not over. I mean, of course it's not. It's only one game out of the playoffs, and they essentially control their destiny because we know the Cowboys aren't going to win out. The Eagles aren't going to win out. They have to win tomorrow. If they lose tomorrow, the season is over because it's a divisional loss and a conference loss and a loss of common opponents against other teams that they would lose a tiebreaker against. They absolutely cannot lose tomorrow.
Now, that being said, because I've been listening to Travis when I came in, and then yep. we came in here. No, you have to win. It's like us versus Oakland and then Atlanta. I mean, yep. I'm a Ravens guy. But you do have to win against the Giants, who are a mess, really, when you look at it.
If you're
going to
beat them, you got to do it now.
You're at home, you got to beat them. Now, this is a must-win game. I didn't say that. This is must-win.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, if you see me in Hyattsville, come say what's up, bro.
All right.
Let's go to Jack in Manassas. Jack, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, Travis, how you doing, man? Love your show. Always listen to you when I'm coming back from work on Saturdays.
Thank you.
You said you wanted to get into Jimmy's life. Well, there's probably no better person to call you than me.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jimmy, do you remember Jackie Gleason?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's who we're talking to, brother. How you been?
How you doing? Good? I mean, this is
good,
like,
good.
Well, I'm over here where the Nats Navy Stadium, and it's all beautiful. By the way, good job with the soccer stadium. This used to be where we came after hours to Tracks. Chapter 3 Tracks over here, and now it's all, you know, corporate America and nice stadiums. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good. I grew up with a little history. I grew up with Jimmy and his, I was a classmate of his brother, Chris.
Wow.
And his two lovely sisters, his mom and dad, God rest their soul. We go way back in Scituate. Chris, his older brother, used to spot Jimmy 10 points in a game to 11, and Chris would win 11 to 10.
Yeah, well, he was kind of a beater. My brother, he's in the baseball business. He's coach. He's at Strasburg and these guys in his league. He played in the Cape League. We grew up with the Bruins and the Celtics with a big deal. The Patriots didn't matter. I never liked the Red Sox.
He loves the Bruins, the Celtics, and the Patriots, but he can't say that in a town like this.
Where are you now?
Anyway, man.
Where are you, Jack? Where are you?
I'm in Manassas. I get back to Scituate every once in a while, drive by your
so
old
home. So are you a Redskins fan? Are you a Redskins guy now?
Well, you know, I'm a diehard Patriots fan. I just like good football. But, when I'm up here, I show love to the locals because I live here. So it's not really an issue because very often we don't either play them or they're not in the playoffs because that's where the Patriots hang. But
Patriots. Let's talk about how lucky they've been for 10 years. Because I'm not a Patriots fan. They have the worst division. They get to play Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets. They're 5-1 or 6-0 every year. Because as a Ravens fan, don't forget we were involved in Deflategate.
As a Ravens fan, to watch them
play Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets, and that's the thing about the Skins. It's not their fault right now that Philly and the Giants aren't so good. I mean, I think the Cowboys are talented. But the Redskins got to take advantage of this division.
Exactly. But nowhere, I think. I was trying to look back to see where, if ever, the starting quarterback and then 2 weeks later, the backup were sidelined for the whole season with a broken leg, I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah. No kidding.
So it's absolutely snake bit. And with Dallas surgeon, this might be the time. I know people don't like to hang it, but they're going to have to recruit a quarterback. So – you know, folding the tent right now might not be a bad thing to do to try and get that good draft pick because they're tied up on cap money. Look at what they paid guaranteed money. They're hurting there. So it may be a couple more bad seasons unless they can, get that rabbit out the hat and get something in the draft or something on the cheap that's a decent quarterback for next year because God love Alex. What I'm hearing is this ain't just a regular broken leg. There may be serious repercussions for that poor fella.
See you, Peggotty Beach, Second Cliff, Peggotty Beach. See you there.
That's it.
Thank you, Jack. And thanks for the kind words you said, man. Thank you.
No worries. God love you. Good to hear from you, Jimmy. And Travis, keep up the good work, bro.
Thanks, Jack. You know, that means a lot coming from hard-nosed Northeast guys like you that I'm doing this sports show and you guys dig it.
I mean, a guy just calling in like that from out of the
right?
I haven't heard from his family in 20 years. That's and God crazy. Love him. They were nice, the Gleasons. I want to stick on one thing. A lot of football players are leaving early. The draft's going to be strong. Take the quarterback from Alabama. I saw some guys aren't. I saw a few guys are not going to play in bowls now.
West Virginia's quarterback, Will Greer, is a good player, and he said, I'm not going to play in the bowl game because he's getting ready. They're out there, and I know we got to go, but the NFL is set up now for quarterbacks to have success. You're not going to see as many busts as you used to.
How come? I want to know that why when we come back.
All right, you got it. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.